Hi, Brian here. Are you experiencing fear? Fear is a really misunderstood emotion, and it's very powerful and potent, and it's begging for us to be its master. Fear can work for us. Also note, if you're experiencing fear, it's not permanent. This too shall pass. Imagine like the clouds floating overhead are our emotions. And fear is this way. And so if we notice only the feeling of fear, where do you feel that in your body? Do you feel it in your chest? Do you feel tightness somewhere? What is the physical sensation without the story? So check in, are you in any immediate danger, yes or no? Okay, great, are you in the past? Or are you in the future? Because right in this moment, you have everything that you need. Fear is normal. And it's a natural response to certain situations that can serve to protect us. Oftentimes, we suffer way more in imagination than we do in real life. I'm inviting you to check fear, to let fear know that you are its commander and you get to choose how you feel. But we need an interrupt. And this is where the chair of joy experience comes into play. So I want you to find your favorite chair. Again, it can be maybe around the Christmas tree. It can be a vacation. Find something in the past, or maybe right now is your chair of joy, or possibly in the future, something you're looking forward to achieving or experiencing or something that you desire. And I want you to take a deep breath into your nose slowly. Let it go slowly. Let's do three more of those. In through the nose. And out slowly. Let go. One more time. Exhale with a smile. Notice what feels different in your body. What is less tense? And notice the feeling of relaxation. Let the relaxation wash over your face and your feet. Any areas where you might be holding tension, let go of it. You're safe. You have everything that you need. Just think about this moment of joy that you just experienced. It's already yours. Your body doesn't know the difference between the visualization and what you're currently experiencing. It's the same. Choose joy. There are many strategies that you can use to help manage and reduce your fear, including identifying the sources of your fear, practicing relaxation techniques, and seeking support. It's also natural to want to move from this place of fear to a place of joy. Joy is what's on the other side of fear, by the way. And the bigger the fear, the more the exhilaration as we go through it. Fear is the only thing that gets bigger as we run away from it and smaller as we go through it. So this is your invitation to do something great, to do something meaningful. And by the way, anything of merit has been done through uncomfortable actions. So this is permission to take that uncomfortable action and achieve maybe something that you've never had before, or have a crucial conversation that you know that needs to happen for you to really claim your freedom and your self-worth and value. Practicing gratitude in these moments. If you're experiencing gratitude, you can't experience fear. This gratitude shifts the perspective and you can increase the feeling of joy. Also, talking to someone like a friend, a family member, or a mental health professional about your fear can help. Remember, it's normal to experience fear at times, but it's important to find ways to manage it so it doesn't hold you back from living a fulfilling life. You're in control, not the fear. So take a few breaths now and notice how you feel compared to how you did before your chair of joy experience. What shifts did you notice? With continued practice, you will be able to increase your ability to shift out of states of fear and return to a place of greater ease and joy. Carry these good feelings throughout the rest of your day. This is Brian inviting you to choose joy over fear, to come back here to this place of safety, to your place of joy, and choose joy over fear.